And on the edge of a mountain, there's, you might find a steep
bank.
The white
cut.
The white what's it do?
Cliffs. Yeah.
And one of them be one. Uh-huh. Call it one.
One cliff. Yeah. Oh, speaking of cliffs, by the way, have you read John Michener's last book, Centennial?
No.
Well, you should read it. You should read it.
I'd like to. Yeah, I like
it. What made me think of that, the chalk cliffs in Colorado that he talks about. So at that, oh, it's, that book just fascinates me. It really does. He starts with the beginning of time when the continents were formed. Do you know what the first land mass was in the North America? Appalachian Mountains. You think about the Rockies, naturally. The Rockies are new compared to the Appalachians, the oldest landmass in the United States. It was the first to rise. But it's really a fascinating book. Centennial is a town in Colorado. It's fictitious. There is no such place. They named it Centennial on account, he did, on account of this coming up, though, but it has no connection with Bicentennial at all. But some publishers send this author out there to do an article on this little town of Centennial. And he goes out there and he becomes so fascinated with the country around Colorado that he goes back into history. And he goes back way back before there were even human beings in Colorado, when the mountains were formed. And then as it developed, as everything, as the animal life developed in this. Do you know our first horses came from Asia?
I didn't realize that.
No, wait a minute. No, that's the buffalo that came from Asia. The horses came from Colorado. They were little bitty horses. And they, you see, Alaska was connected to Asia. Of course, it was a land mass that was straight across there, you know, Alaska. And the horses immigrated across that land into Asia, and that's where the Europeans got them, and then brought them back to America. And the buffalo originated in Asia and came to western United States. Really, if you see the research that he has done, I'm sure he knows what he's talking about. It is unbelievable, the research that he has done on that book. And then he comes, brings it right on up from the first animal life in Colorado, and then to the Indians. And then, of course, right on up to my, through the big ranching industry, they had the Englishmen that came. Oh, see, Colorado was originally, all those big ranches were Englishmen that came over here. And ranch that country was open range. They ranged all the way from Nebraska to Texas. No fences, you see, nothing. Really, it's a fascinating, to me, I just, I mean,
I'd like
to read it. You'd like to read it, I'm sure you would.
Well, what do you call it if you, if I took a knife and this was just a piece of wood here and cut out a place like that in it, I would cut a what in the wood?
Notch.
Would you ever speak of a notch in the mountains or the hills or anything?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You say there's a notch in the mountains.
What is that for?
That's, well, I don't know, but you look up there and you see it and you say there's a notch in the mountains. You can go through, pass. Uh-huh.
And what do you call a place where the boats land, like on the river or something? They tie up at the...
Landing.
What about like at the ocean? They tie up at the...
Port.
The thing, the wooden thing that sticks out that they tie up to.
Oh. No. A dock.
And is there any place here where water falls a long way?
No, we don't have waterfalls around here.
What kind of different kind of roads do you have around here?
Either red clay or tarvia. And we've got a few sandy ones down the southern part of the county.
What's the tar?
Tarvia.
What's that?
Hard top, black top.
I've never heard of tar.
Ninja, tarvia. Well, that's what it's made out of, say, tar, tarvia.
Uh-huh. What about
where our driveway is out there?
Well, what about just ground up rock?
Gravel.
Do they have those?
Roads? No, not here. We don't have gravel roads.
And what about the white ones?
Sand, you mean? Or paved?
Concrete.
Concrete. Uh-huh.
Well, are they, what would you call a road like, one that just cut off in the country, one that cut off the main road and just went